The idea of this audio tutorial is to walk you through participation in one of the groups to show you the different levels that you can activate and that you can become involved in. If you haven't done already, I suggest you right-click on the link to this file so that it opens up in a new tab, and then you can be on the original page and follow the guidelines follow the tabs as I talk you through them. Okay, now what we're going to do is use as a model the group Poetry Pre-1914. So you'll either see that on the right-hand bar, or if you go back through groups and click on there, then you'll be able to see the Poetry Pre-1914 group, the one with the rose and the pen. Now then, if you have that page in front of you, you will see that you have a page which says what's new in Poetry Pre-1914 and a list of the recent activity underneath. In the what's new space, you can add a question or a comment in there, but the most direct way of getting involved is to go to the forum. Well, I'm doing this as I'm talking it through with you in real time. So if you're on the forum, you'll see the topic titles down the left-hand side. Now, beneath that, you'll see post a new topic. So it is possible to interact directly with the topic. It may be that one of the topics in the list is a freestanding topic that somebody has begun. And of course, you can click on that and join in the comment thread, as well as on this page, starting your own. But unless the group is a private group, and in this case it is not, then any courseware assignments that are set within the group also have the possibility of the assignment forum being enabled. And so ones that you see here in the poetry group are all linked to assignments. So I'm going to click on Andrew Marvell to his Choir Mistress. And what we have underneath, it will say Andrew Marvell to his Choir Mistress, and on my page it says one post. And if you look underneath, there's the assignment actually. There's the information that I put for an assignment. Beneath that, you can see in blue with a link, it says courseware assignment link. So clearly this forum post is linked to an assignment. So if you click on that and take yourself through, you will find there the assignment. Andrew Marvell to his Choir Mistress, listen to the podcast and add your thoughts and so on. There's the podcast player underneath, and then some tasks that can be undertaken underneath that. Now then, if you want to, there's a way back to the forum through this. So if you're actually looking at the right-hand side, underneath where it says assignment meta, you have visit the assignment forum. And if you click that, then you would get back to the page we started on, and you can add comments using that forum thread to give your responses to the task. The other way you can use, if you want to directly engage with the courseware, is to click on where it says responses underneath visit assignment forum. So if you click on responses, then you'll have the opportunity to put something fuller, perhaps in the form of a more formal essay, for you to be able to outline your thoughts, to explore in a little more depth. So essentially, we're talking about two main responses. There's the forum threads, which may or may not be linked to an assignment. So those are perhaps for shorter discussions, following up, engaging with others who have shared some of their thoughts on the forum. Or there is the more full version where you can add a response, and that is something that the course tutor, and depending on how the group's set up, the course tutor can grade and indeed send you back a comment. So that's how this works as a student. In the next tutorial, we'll talk about how you might begin to develop a group of your own. Any comments or questions, place them beneath this post, and perhaps somebody can get back to you, if not myself, to help you with that question. Okay, thanks very much.